from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, we're hanging out with Fox 5's Kelly Price this morning. Kind enough, like I said, to join us, hanging out with Squid Billy. I don't think she's annoyed with either one of us yet, but there's plenty of time. We're only 45 minutes into the show, so we'll try not to burst your eardrums at all. Look, we're going to get to know you a little bit. We were talking about, and I just said this just a second ago, I live up in the Sandy Springs area, Bow up the northwest corridor towards the Stock. But what's the latest name for Woodstock?
Well, I'm in the Town Lake portion of Woodstock. Yeah. So the Stock?
The Stock?
I don't want to call it the Wood.
The Dub?
Neither is really a good option.
Yeah. I won't ask you to say where you live, but what's been your favorite part of town since you've been in Atlanta?
I will not be sharing my address, but it is in Decatur.
Yeah. I love Decatur, though. Like,
where it's greater.
Dude, there you go. The Big Deezy. You know what I mean? I love going out to eat down there. My wife and I do date night all the time down in Decatur.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Italian joint? What is it?
246?
246.
Oh, that is my favorite restaurant in Atlanta.
Oh,
if you guys are listening.
Where's steak at when you need them? Oh,
love,
man. So good. All right. So that'll lead to my first question for you. Perfect date night. We have had this conversation so many times about the perfect date night. I've always said that, like, for a first date, I used to love, like, Cine Bistro, because you kind of watch a movie, you don't have to talk if you don't want to, but you also get dinner. Perfect date night.
Yes. The movie is an interesting option. I haven't had a first date in well over 10 years.
There you go.
So that's
same. So
things are a little bit different nowadays, yeah. You know, but back in the days when I was dating, movie would have been a good first date.
Solid.
For me and my husband, 246, you
there
named
you
it
go.
Right there. That's literally our spot.
So
it's so funny you said that.
Have you ever been
there?
Because
we always go there.
Dude, never been there.
It's legendarily good. It's one of our favorite dates we've ever been on.
We go there, get some awesome spicy rigatoni. We
Come
go
on.
To get
Come
butter
on.
And
Come
cream
on.
Ice cream afterwards or
oh, wow.
Jenny's.
All
walk
right,
around.
If my wife is listening right now, we're going
we're
on a
great.
Date tonight.
Now,
call the sitter. We're going on a date.
Does he ever, I'm going to put your husband on the spot here, but I've already called him Dr. Evil, so he probably loves me already. But does he ever kind of just come out of nowhere with a little surprise and change it up?
Dude,
because I get
so messed up. Now, if she says no, like, obviously he sounds terrible. There's no good answer to this. You better say yes.
I get in trouble because I don't do that enough.
Not spontaneous
enough. I mean, I don't get in trouble, but I know that I should do it more, and it's like,
I think we go on spontaneous, like, dinner dates all the time.
Yes, yeah.
My other favorite spot downtown Decatur is Taqueria del Sol, which they have, a number
very
of locations
solid.
Around
yeah,
Atlanta.
I've heard
of
that. That's
one of, that's also
Small
our
chain.
Favorite
I've
one.
I've been to the one in Nashville a number of times, and I know there's another one. Maybe is that Lenox Road? Where is it? Down on the east side of town. All right, so I'm glad you brought this up, because y'all been dating 10 years, you said. A little bit over 10 years. Were you? Did y'all meet in the era of social media, like meeting, like a Tinder, a Bumble?
No.
Like
we met. Instagram? We went to high school together.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We literally met the old school way in a classroom, sitting front and back. You know,
I'm trying
of
to
each
do the
other.
Math. Did y'all date in high school or?
We did briefly, but then we didn't date again until we were going to college together.
There you go. Yeah. So how? What was the time between that?
You just tried to ask her how old she was without asking her.
No. I, well,
that's
I actually
what
made,
you just did. You did.
I made measure that earlier, so she goes. What did you say? I said, how long have you been married? She goes, 21. I go, 21? She goes, well, we got married in 21. I was like, oh, yeah. God. I was like, what? How old are you?
A lot of people get married in junior high in Florida. It's okay.
Yeah, like I said, you can do a lot of things in Florida. So.
Listen, you won't hurt my feelings. I'm from Florida myself.
Me too.
Did you always think you would have a career in media? Did you always think that, like, that was the goal?
Yes,
obviously
I have been a journalism nerd literally my whole entire life. I went to a journalism camp as a kid in St. Petersburg, Florida. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Poynter Institute.
Haven't, but I love it.
It's literally a journalism nerd place. And so, factory, if you will.
What do they do at a journalism camp?
So
do you just interview
they have
people?
A lot of, like, I don't want to call them professors, but they have people like in residency that are experts in ethics or different fields, and they kind of like lecture professional journalists, and they have like a summer camp, and I was always a writing nerd, so my mom signed me up one summer, and then I got working with the St. Pete Times in Tampa, where I'm from, and
History. Space camp, journalism camp, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, I got to ask you, if your love for sports wouldn't have taken you into sports, the sports side of it, if right now someone said, all right, Kelly, we're reassigning you, but you get to pick your division, it just can't be sports, which side of the news would you want to do?
Ooh, well, it wouldn't be news. That's definitely the short answer. I did news like in college. Like I remember covering an obituary and I had a, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
I had to interview like a widow, his kids, all this stuff of this like really awesome, you know, professor who had donated a bunch of money and was a doctor and had saved all these lives and was just this awesome person.
I was like,
you know what? I will never be doing that again.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
That's when I fully went into sports. So I don't know if I could do another like news job. Maybe something in like entertainment if I wasn't doing sports, but not news.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to do sports or like an entertainment side. I just can't imagine the lives people, like, I can't imagine, and I don't want to go politically at all, but I can't imagine being a political talk person. Like, it has to be.
Oh, my gosh. It's been traumatic. The last week? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean.
It's crazy.
It just seems like you're always, you know, there's just so much anger in that side of the field these days.
You mentioned that you wanted to be a journalist, for a long time, and you went to the camp. Who was the first, like, sports figure that you were a fan of that you can remember being like, oh, I'm a fan of the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal or what? I don't know. But who was the first sports figure?
I'm about to make this even more nerdy, but Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah!
It's not even like an athlete or a player or a coach. It's literally just I remember watching College Game Day growing up and being like, I want to tell stories like that. Like,
You know what I just heard? You know what I heard her say when she said Tom Rinaldi?
So good.
I heard Kelly's always up for a good cry.
I was going to say, and Rinaldi's now he's with Fox now.
He's with Fox now.
I know, he's not doing the same work, and it's kind of sad.
He does some NASCAR stuff every now and then, and I'm a big fan of that, but he does all the Fox stuff. All right, this is one of the things, and I have hit pretty much everybody we've had in here with this, because I like to diagnose. The way I diagnose people is, what football position do they play?
Ooh.
All right, so the minute I met Bo, I was like, this guy plays safety, but he plays in the box. You know what I mean? Smaller body, but willing to come up and hit you when need be and go and run support. I told Rob Tribble, he was actually a quarterback. I haven't met many quarterbacks, but Rob Tribble, definitely a quarterback. Tiffany, I think, was Tiffany, a wide receiver? A little bit diva-esque, which we love about her.
Yeah, I think she was a wide receiver, but I think Tiffany was like, I'm more of a linebacker.
Yeah, I think she did. Do you have a preference? I haven't diagnosed you yet, but do you have a preference on position you think you play?
Dang, I hate that linebacker was already taken, because I get asked this question a lot more than you might think, actually.
Really?
And my answer is always linebacker.
Think so?
And also, just like being in the world now of sports and in high school sports, flag football is such a thing now for girls. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would have loved to do that when I was growing up, and I always think about if I was – picking a position, I would be a linebacker because I'm not, like you kind of said, not afraid to go up and hit somebody, but kind of diagnosing everything, seeing what's going on, maybe a run stopper. I think that's what I would do.
There you go. You've got to meet Fox 5's Kelly Price just a little bit better there in that timeout. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, we'll go back to SEC Media Days, guys. And I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Lane Kiffin, some brutal, brutal honesty when talking to one of the members of the SEC Media Bo.
Yeah, I only had one issue with how he did it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next. Coming up at the top of the hour, hang out with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.